Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And this is our Carillion Chinwag episode. This is where we have a little catch up, a little chat, see what we've been up to, a little peek behind the curtain.
Peeky.
we just have general discussion, and there's no format points, nothing. We just...
Just chat smack and cheese, don't we?
Smack and cheese,
smack,
yeah.
Smack that cheese, boy. Smack it.
So, as always, like to see, what have you been up to, Shawnee?
Well, this week, because we've... Also, I was on holiday last week, so we've been back to work this week. Long hours. Yeah. Very tiring. Needed a bit of the money injection again.
Yeah.
After going on holiday. So I was like, I'll do 3 days of overtime
it's
and stuff
like
that.
It's a cruel mistress, isn't it?
It is, it is. And then my only day off, what did I have to do? Paint the bathroom ceiling for me nana.
Oh, man.
So.
Which is difficult for you, isn't it? Because you're only 4.5 foot tall.
Well, yes. Yeah, I'm actually 5'6.1".
You're just a short king, that's all.
Just a short little king. To be fair, the bathroom's all right. I can just, with a little roller, reach the ceiling without going on my tiptoes.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's just like a little sloped extension out the back of the townhouse. But it needed two coats. I did another coat yesterday, covered in white paint, won't come off. No. But I am dead chuffed because it's mould-resistant, sort of water-based bathroom paint.
That's good.
Like, I've never seen it before, and I was like, this paint is amazing.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Every bathroom, they should just stop offering you so many different paints and just be like, you want to paint your bathroom?
This one. Yeah.
And every company should make it to the same spec. Yeah, you can buy a Dulux one or whatever, but it's exactly the same as the one that's over here.
Yeah.
Because it's just mould-resistant. Bathroom paint for today's world where your bathrooms only have a little tiny extractor.
Yeah,
some of them don't even have window. Do you know what I mean?
So I need the same stuff because in my kitchen and my bathroom, they're not mouldy, but that paint is also water resistant, so you can clean it easier.
Yeah, wipe off.
Yeah. So like I say, it's a peek behind the curtain here. In my kitchen, where I make coffee, where I'm smashing out all the old grounds, you get some of the sort of leftover moisture in that sort of sprays across the wall. You don't even know it's happening. It just happens. You can't see
it. When you throw the tea bag on the little tea bag thing.
Yeah.
Just, you don't notice little drops of tea just go.
Yeah, they splash everywhere, don't they?
Yeah.
But then that stains the wall. So that paint that I've got in there is just, I mean, it is a new build house. It's a few years old now, but it's the same paint that's always been on there. And you can't wipe that stuff off.
No, because the paint just comes off straight away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of stuck on there, and it just leaves these sort of... It's an oily residue because coffee grounds are full of oil.
Well, it's the nut, isn't it? It's the coffee.
Yeah,
coffee
it's
bean,
the bean
sorry.
Itself, yeah.
It is oily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it looks dry and it's dry roasted and all this, but actually the oil is trapped within.
Yeah.
But the same with the bathroom. You know, you want that mold resistant stuff, and I'm pretty sure mine don't have that. Like I say, it's not moldy at all, but given time.
A couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it, yeah. And this is why I brought stuff like that. I can't actually remember the name of the paint. I will update you.
Thank you.
When I know, because it was actually quite cheap as well for a litre, and even the 2.5 litre.
Mm.
Not that anyone will need that unless they're doing a full room with it, but yeah, two coats, and it looks nice. And it's quite odourless as well.
Oh,
so
really?
If you've got nippers, this certain paint, I wish I remembered the name, you could paint your bathroom with the window open, and it wouldn't, you know, kiddies wouldn't be coughing.
Mm.
You know, when your dad's painting the bedroom and everybody in the house is going, oh God, it stinks, open all the doors. Like, I only had to have the bathroom window open. It did smell a little bit, but not enough to make you go, oh, he's painting in here.
Yeah, that's good.
So another good thing on this paint, and I wish I remembered the name, because this is a dad job, isn't it, painting the ceilings?
It is, yeah.
It's a dad job, and we all need to have affordable but good resistant paint.
Yeah, I've made the decision. I'm probably not going to paint this house for some time. But doing the kitchen, which is not very big, and doing the bathrooms, which are not very big, is probably a worthwhile job for me to do.
Do you have a window in your upstairs bathroom?
No.
See, this is why I like the mould-resistant paints, because you don't get where's all the steam and that going to go?
Yeah.
I've got an extractor,
but yeah, how good is it? You don't know.
Yeah. They're not amazing.
It's got a... I think it's It's got a moisture sensor on it.
Oh, so it'll keep going.
So
until
it keeps
there's
going,
no moisture.
Yeah. So once, right. So if you go in there just as a little pit stop,
yeah,
you turn on the light, it comes on. When you leave, turn the light off, it turns off pretty much straight away.
Yeah. Oh,
once,
I see.
Once you've been in for a shower,
it'll stay on until the moisture's been sucked out.
And it could be on for another half an hour or something, but it's
doing its job.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they brought out ones that did that.
Oh, yeah, you can, and you can add all sorts of different sensors on them as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not something that you really think about, but yeah, you can. You can have them sort of set for timers. So the basic ones will be on and off. The next level up would be a delay timer. So regardless, it'll always stay on for an extra 30 seconds or 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you get the moisture sensors. And I think there's other sensors as well.
Mm.
And when I say moisture, it could be humidity.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, however they want to measure that particular metric. But yeah, there you go. There's some interesting stuff here.
Interesting dad talk there.
that being said, I still have to pull it apart and clean it up every now and then.
Yeah, because it still gets clogged with dust and the moisture builds up. And stuff
but sometimes you get the opposite problem. So you go in for a shower, you get out, you turn the light off, and the thing turns off instantly.
Yeah, which you don't want.
So when that happens, you think, well, I've got to now go back and clean it because maybe the sensor's
clogged up or something.
Yeah, so you just got to get in there and try and if there's dust or whatever's in there.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, bathrooms are ridiculously dusty.
Yeah.
Unless it's just mine, but it's just constant.
they do get quite dirty, yeah. It's the toilet in the nan's house. It's not dirty with other stuff, but it does sort of collect all the dust.
Yeah, just seems
all
to
of the stuff
there.
That comes in the window or whatever just sort of goes, ooh, there's a toilet over there.
Just sit on top of that.
A question about your coffee beans. Do you ever feed them to your plants?
I have done, yeah.
Did you think it did much good or not?
Because
I don't drink coffee, but I have heard people say, oh, I use my grounds and I just put them on the soil for a little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah, I've heard that and I have tried it. And have I seen a difference? No. But I'm not in any way green-fingered enough or attentive enough to go, look, there's a little bit extra sprout there, or there's a leaf here, there's a little shoot.
He looks sprightly this week, it's because of the coffee he had last week.
Yeah, he had coffee and lemonade, and look at him go. Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Oh, okay, that was just a general answer, because I don't drink coffee, really. So,
yeah,
so.
I even stuck it on the, I've got the hedge out the back there.
Yes.
So I transplanted that from the front. So they were at the front of the house.
Yeah.
And they don't look great out the front. And I decided the back looked really bare.
Yeah.
So I took them out of the front, which now needs a lot of work. I need to do something with that. Maybe this year I'll get around to it. But then I took a portion of that hedge and stuck it in the back.
Yeah.
The other bit is the bit to the side, the little
island bit.
And I just filled that up. So now the front of the front
it's not really
a garden at the front, it's a patch of
greenery
mud.
That you probably have to pay extra for.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's now more clear than it was.
Yeah.
And then these at the back, I now probably won't ever trim these until they get ridiculously high or
start breaking into the fence.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're ever going to be strong enough, but yeah, stuck the coffee grounds in there for a time being.
Yeah.
And we'll wait and see. I only did that last year. It was near the end of summer last year.
Yeah.
And I know some of them struggled to sort of to get in, but now I think they're all
rooted.
They're all rooted and they're all green again. So
now
they just need another cycle of summer.
Sun.
Yeah.
Another bit of sunshine to give them a boost.
They've had plenty of rain, that's for sure.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Doing all right, aren't they? I didn't actually realise how big your garden was, because normally we do this at night.
Yeah.
And I'm looking out the window and I'm like, hang on a minute.
The way you say that, people are going to be like, wow, has he got a big garden? No. it's a pretty standard postage stamp sized garden.
It's still nice to look at.
I can go skipping out there if I want.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you can do a roly-poly out there, can't
you? You can do one roly-poly.
For me, it's two.
Yeah, like even the grass out there. So when I moved in, January 21, I think it was.
Mm.
Yeah. January 21, I moved in.
Yeah.
The grass was getting worse and worse. So when I came to view the house, it was there.
Yeah.
And there was some grass there. It was patchy. And I thought, well, maybe it's just coming in or something. Maybe they just planted the seed and it's going to come in. I don't know if they were going to turf it or... to be honest, I don't think they generally have to turf.
No, that's optional. When we brought ours years and I'm saying a good couple of years ago now, we had to pay extra for them to basically flatten the garden because it was just a dumping ground.
Yeah, that's how it is.
For their building stuff, and then to turf it. Mm. So I ended up, luckily we got a lot of turf for free, and me and my mate bedded it in.
Oh, that's good.
But my brother just up the road from you, he got some turf from the guys who built the garden. You know, he paid a bit extra for that. And and they literally chucked the slabs down. And where we had that horrendous summer, the slabs just, it looked like a volcano had erupted up there, where everything was just like,
yeah.
And you had like all of these like rivets down the side, and they didn't embed it or anything. They just sort of threw it on top.
Yeah, so we
not to mind about them because it looks good now.
So when we moved in, that grass was patchy at best.
Yeah.
But they had turfed it at least. But yeah, it was thinning and thinning. And it turns out we had these little, I can't even think what they're called now, but they're little grubby worm type things.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Silver
worms. Silver snakes.
Silver jackets.
Oh, the little, silver jackets, a Marvel thing.
Whatever they are, they look like a sort of a big maggot.
Yeah.
And they were all in the grass. And so my neighbour next door and the two to the other side of me, so we're in a block of four, they all had the same issue. So all the grass was getting chomped because they feed on the grass. They feed on the grass seed as well. So you couldn't repair it. So what I had to do in the end, instead of there's no point in turfing it because they would just go for that as well.
Yeah.
And that's expensive. Is I got out there with some killer.
Yeah.
That you get some sort of powdery, mix up with some water, sprinkle it all over, do that a couple of times, hopefully kill them all. And then after that, I then got a fork and got a shovel and turned all the mud over.
Yeah.
Took it back to zero, basically, and then reseeded it.
Yeah.
Manually just seeded
throwing it down. Yeah.
And it
looks all right, man.
I don't think it looks too bad, no.
Yeah, you've done a good job.
There's a couple of weeds in there and whatever, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of houses here, so.
Yeah.
You know, there's just always going to be some sort of contamination and weeds get everywhere.
Yeah. But it looks good for just seed going down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look at what they're called.
I'm happy with how it looks.
It does look good.
You know, when I first moved in here, it was quite good. I had this conversation with my next door neighbour last week. You sort of get in and you do loads of work all at the start because I had no flooring in. Just everything needed to be done.
Yeah.
So this whole ground floor, this is all wooden flooring in here, and I put all that in myself.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy, but it takes a long time.
Yeah.
I've never done it before, and it's sort of removing the skirting boards.
Yeah.
Cutting down all these planks, putting them into place. Then once you've done all that, you get the skirting boards back on, and you know, there's a living room here, there's a hallway there. The little mats at the front and back, they're all embedded into the ground, like into the floor as well. So instead of like a separate doormat.
Yeah. You've got a proper thing now, haven't you?
I think it's nicer.
Plus you don't slip around all over the place when you come in.
And you can proper scrub your feet on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did all this yourself. That looks good.
Yeah, I'm proud of what I did. All the lighting, I had to do all that myself.
Yeah, because do they just put the empty things in?
They put the Boggo basic single dangling light.
Yeah.
Dangling bulb. I swapped in the kitchen, the light that was there originally is now in the downstairs toilet.
Right.
Which is like a disc, sort of a flying saucer looking thing.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, it matches, that light is the one that matches the upstairs toilet.
Yeah.
I know it sounds fancy, right? I got two toilets in my house. And as bright as it is and as good as it is for a kitchen, I actually thought we'd be better off in that downstairs WC because
there's no window in there.
There's no window. And all I had in there was the single bowl.
Yeah.
So well, I swapped that out and I got myself a little row of spotlight type things to go in the kitchen, which I really like. And then in the cupboard under the stairs, again, they had a single bulb.
Yeah.
But the height of that cupboard is only a couple of inches taller than I am.
Yeah.
So if I walk in there, I'm smashing into that light bulb straight away.
Hmm.
So what I did was I took that one out and I replaced it with a slim-lined sort of flat thing that I put that in there. Installed the coat rack, Well, I made that myself as well.
Did you?
Yeah. So a black iron bar.
Oh, is this when you went to the, we were talking about the blacksmith's thing you went to in Wales?
Oh, no, that's the little thing I've got on the TV stand there. The candle holder.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, which was really cool. Recommend that.
Yeah.
So the coat hanger rack rail, I've got the same in my bedroom as well. So yeah, so it's like a black iron rod.
Yeah.
And then I've got some like copper brass ends on it.
Oh, wow.
And then I sort of screw those into the wall, so that's solid in there.
Nice.
Yeah. Better than I didn't really want to have because you can get really cheap, easy, like flimsy ones where you stick the two sort of rail guides at the end and then you just slot the rail on top and you can lift that up and...
Yeah, do whatever with it. Yeah.
I wanted something a bit more sturdy. Sturdy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's there you it. Go. Yeah, I did loads of stuff when I first got in and now I don't even want to paint.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of past it now.
Yeah, but it's nice and bright though.
It is nice and bright. You can see around... You can see where some of the repairs have been done because with all new houses, they all settle in, don't they?
And they crack
and nail pops and all the rest. So when that happened, after a period of time, they send round somebody to come and inspect it and make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
Which is good. And then after that, they make an assessment and then they send round the plasterer to come and repair.
Oh, right. So they actually get somebody round here to do it? Oh, well, that's good.
So like that where you can see that line on the wall there, that's a repair. And there's some bits on the wall there. And in most rooms, there are little patches where it's been replastered.
Yeah.
But it's only slightly off color. So I don't really care.
It just looks like part of a shadow.
Yeah, it does.
When I'm sat over here, so I don't know. It's all right. It's all good.
Yeah, and then eventually, when I come to sell the house.
Hmm.
Then I'll paint it in advance.
Yeah. Just to give it a bit of a nicer look for that.
There's no point me spending all the money repairing paintwork here.
Yeah.
To then have to do it again in X number of years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially with that hallway. That hallway's going to be expensive.
Yeah. It's going to need a lot.
It's three floors without breaks.
Yeah.
Again, that sounds really fancy. This house, by the way, is not a fancy house. It just
sounds really fancy in words, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you say I haven't got a big garden. I've got three floors. Yes, I've got three floors, but...
Yeah, the top floor is just one bedroom.
And the actual footprint of the house is quite small.
Hmm. That's why it's three stories.
That's why it's three stories. That's where you get your extra floor space from.
Yeah. So what about... we had a little message, didn't we? Somebody actually emailed us, didn't they?
We did have a message, yes.
Do you want to read it out?
Yeah. Please hold whilst I...
Please hold, caller.
Whilst I retrieve from the retrieval system.
Because we're always saying to get in touch and somebody's actually got in touch.
Yeah, so I hope he doesn't mind us reading this. This is a message from Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan the man, a.k.a. Boots. if you know, you know. And he sent us a message saying, genuinely been loving the pod. The first one of the week, I don't understand because I've never seen Star Wars. That's forgivable.
Yeah.
At least he's listening. But the Friday pod, when you chat waffle, I'm all there for that. Keep it up, lads. Hope to see you soon.
There you go.
Cheers, Dan.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. People are listening.
Yeah, it's good.
And, you know, like we say in every episode, all of our contact details are in the show notes. We do want people to get in touch.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, we can read them out. Or if somebody asks a question, maybe we can do a little bonus episode on something you ask us, Star Wars based or otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. You know, find us on Instagram. Mm. You know, we're at WIQGDD, which is the acronym for What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die. Obviously, that's a little easier to type in.
Yeah.
Yeah, send us a DM. Get in touch
with
us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or an email, you know. Sadly, we don't do Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. We're predominantly Instagram. But
I mean, when you say predominantly, what you mean is exclusively.
Exclusively Instagram, because I don't understand TikTok. And, you know, Facebook's a lot. I can't deal with it personally, but.
I feel like I'm not quite old enough for Facebook.
Yeah. We're not Janet 50 years. Typing happy birthday on somebody's wall.
That she's never spoken to.
Yeah, because it's the wrong mate. But lovely to hear from you, Dan. I'm glad you're enjoying the chinwag. I've had a few people say that, but it's more people who... Because there's sort of two types of people. Some people love the Star Wars chat because they love Star Wars. And they go, I listen to the Friday stuff as well, but I like your ideas on Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, like Dan, we have people who say, I don't really understand Star Wars, but I do like your chinwag.
Yeah.
Because that's just something really nice to listen to when I'm doing whatever or just plodding about, which is what we wanted.
Yeah, and I've heard the same feedback. But those people who like Star Wars... Yeah, they do. They do really like it, but it can be quite heavy sometimes.
Yeah. You know, especially when I get a lot of information wrong, and a lot of the episode is, I think that's episode this, and I think this happens then. But yeah, you'll have to bear with us, people. It's getting there.
You know, I think we both try and keep things. We try and keep things simple. So if you're not really all up to date with all the films or whatever.
Mm.
We always try and break it down so you remember where things happen. If you've seen them once, you can still get involved in that.
Yeah.
Chat. Well,
we try and say where sort of things are in series and stuff, don't we? So, like, if we're talking about something which is in a series, we'll say, "Oh, that's in this series."
Yeah.
You know, so if you haven't seen it, this is why.
Yeah, information. And when we do the question, we try to start the episode sort of describing at what point that. Question pinpoints.
Yeah, and where we got that idea from.
Yeah.
What section did we get?
And hopefully that helps people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it does.
Yeah. But we appreciate all the listeners. If you listen to Monday, if you listen to Friday, if you listen to both, then thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice to have somebody message in. I was dead chuffed.
Yeah.
No, chuffed when you sent me that little screenshot. Yeah, that's lovely. Lovely. But a little section each week, maybe people messaging in. You know, you got a funny story or a little joke about Star Wars? I'll read it out.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Send in some jokes and funny stories because we will.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah. If you can send voice notes as well. Once I work out how to download those, I'll work that out though. That wouldn't be an issue.
Because it's a bit different in Instagram chat, isn't it?
It is
in a DM, but. Yeah, even if it's a voice note, we might even play it on air.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
Yeah.
It'd be like having a guest.
It would be, wouldn't it? An invisible guest.
Well, maybe one day we'll get some guests in.
Yeah, maybe.
We need to get another microphone set up.
Another microphone set up, yeah, and, you know, maybe a few more listeners. Maybe. We'll see. but yeah, the possibilities are endless. Because I do like where this is going. I do like thinking... Obviously, I don't want to think too far ahead because, you know, life gets in the way and things might change, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, I mean, we had to sort of really pull together to record today.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I know next week I'm going to struggle more for time.
Yeah.
And I also try, like, we do record a couple of weeks in advance.
Yeah, as with every podcast, I think.
Yeah, some can and some do record on the same week, but... They sort of do it more full time, where they've got people who can sit and do the editing
as they go.
Whereas we've got jobs to do and we've got things going on. So if I feel if I had to edit something instantly, It become a job, it become a chore, and
I'd have to start paying you to work your days off, to do your days off podcast.
It's an option.
It's an option. I don't earn enough to pay a wage for you and a wage for me. But yeah.
That's just the way we do it. And I think it allows us some breathing space so we can.
Oh, absolutely.
So when our schedules don't quite align. We do have a few days here and there, but generally speaking, we get one record in a week.
Yeah, and we've always got some in the back, so you know we're always one step ahead. Mm. Hopefully,
hopefully, yeah.
Apart from that one week where everything was nearly lost.
Yes, but I think what's really good as well is we're really getting into the routine of spending.
Yeah,
you know, putting that time aside each week and going right, we're going to have.
Yeah.
This day here,
yeah, for the cast,
yeah,
the cast of Pod.
And so we do our best.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm always looking down the line, you know, guests, maybe, I don't know, maybe an extra episode here and there. But I'm talking down the line, big time. It might not even be Star Wars related. I did have another little idea, but I don't know if that's.
Well, share it. What's your idea? Because we might get some feedback about.
Well,
this.
We might do, but. It's just a bit nerdy. It's from when you said we were talking about Pokemon before, and you said the line, "Where's the escape rope?"
Oh, okay.
And then I was thinking, imagine just maybe once a month on a Sunday, it's "Where's the escape rope?" And it's just a little Pokemon chinwag.
Now, as fun as that sounds, my knowledge of Pokemon is so little. Well, this would be you teaching me about Pokemon.
It would just be how-tos with Sean.
Yeah.
Starting at Gen 1 and then 3 years later. But yeah, no.
You could do a little solo podcast.
Do a little solo one. Or even like narrate, play a game, but narrate what you've done in the game, like a little story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like a mini audio series of, we did this week. I played for 3 hours this week. I'm going to condense it into an hour's chat.
Yeah.
And you're just going to listen to what I did. It's a strange idea, but it's just derived from when you said, "Where's the escape rope?" So yeah. I thought, what a great name for a Pokemon podcast. Nobody nick it, all right?
I think that is a really good name
for a Pokemon. Because if you can type in Pokemon and loads of stuff comes up, but it's Pokemon related, but it's like, what are you listening to? Oh, where's the escape rope? And I go, "Escape rope, isn't that from Pokemon?" And you go, "Yeah, that's from Pokemon, all right."
you could have it about anything, couldn't you? You could have it, but it could actually just be a series of podcasts about tricky situations in general.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would just be like, "Oh, well, this happened, and I was stuck in this awkward situation." And what I thought to myself was, "Where's the escape rope?"
Yeah. Where's the escape rope? Yeah. Family dinners you don't want to be at.
Yeah. Where's
the escape rope? You know, the in-laws. Yeah. In-laws. Where's the escape rope? Stuck in Asda with 3,000 people when you don't even want to be there yourself. Where's the escape rope?
Yeah, that ideal in a place like that.
Yeah. Crazy, though, that you think a 10-year-old kid, and I'm just going to go on a bit on it. 10-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into a cave. He's got all these animals that fight for him. Yeah. Right? He's 10 years old. He ain't been to school. Because only now we realise they go to school and do a little bit, but not loads.
Yeah.
All right. Goes into a cave. It's pitch black. His little mouse is walking in front of him, lighting up the place.
His little devil mouse.
It's basically a Daegu. Yeah. Pikachu in my eyes, anyway. So his little Pikachu's lighting up the cave. And he's... This rope is basically spanning the size of the Alps.
Yeah,
and he's just held it from the entrance all the way through the cave, up and down these stairs. He's fallen down a few holes, and the rope's still there.
And he's clinging on.
He's holding on to it, yeah, and then he just uses it, and it whips him back to the Pokemon Center. No. I love the mechanic of it, but if you think about it in a realistic sense, it's just stuff like that just makes it.
He's going to bang his head somewhere along the line.
Yeah, of course he is. You know, an electric mouse I can deal with, but the physics of an escape rope.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's a step too far, isn't it?
It's like spraying an animal with some water and it just being like, "Oh, my broken leg is all better now." You know, but maybe this is for it's for another time. But yeah, it just makes me laugh because I've been playing the old Game Boy Color Pokemon trading card game.
Nice.
And it's trash, but so addictive at the same time.
Yeah,
because you forget just how sort of. you know, because it's Game Boy, so everything's a little bit clunky, a little bit splocky.
So is that different to the other Pokemon games then?
Yeah, it's all about the cards.
Oh, okay.
So you have a little map and you walk around and you go to each of these halls, or yeah, like champion villages or whatever they're called, I can't remember. And you basically just have to fight a couple of people, but it's like a trading card game.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to win through a card game, and then you get the boss and you get the little medal for beating
the boss
of the club, essentially, and then you gotta go and defeat the four best players in the game, sort of thing with your deck.
It's the same sort of story as the others.
Yeah, it's just
you're just using
a deck of cards instead of thingy. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
If I ever get 20, I say every 20 minutes, I don't get a lot of 20 minutes, but 20 minutes here and there, if I can load it up and just win one game,
yeah,
I'm like, yes, come on, it's so good. Yeah. And you realise how different the actual card game was back then to how it is now.
Okay.
Because there's so many things you could do in the first ever sort of rendition of Pokemon cards, whereas now it's so, people will rip your head off if you do it, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it just brings back memories as well, because it's all the first 151.
Yeah, the first-gen stuff.
First-gen Pokemon cards, and the artwork's like they are on the cards in real life. Oh, so they've sort of rendered them as pixelated sort of versions of the actual cards.
Yeah.
The artwork and stuff, so you're going, I used to have that. You know, and it's just so sort of cheap and quick and easy. Like, I never actually had it on actual Game Boy, but because I got it on this little brick thing that I've got. It's just like, yeah.
Just drop it on there.
And because this thing, it's not like a save and load situation. You load up the ROM, as it were.
Yeah.
And you can load it from the in-game, like the actual game in the ROM saves, so you can save it. And you go, right, so it saved my game.
Mm-hmm.
But for speed, you can just press the little mini button and be like, load it from a point.
Yeah, it's brick a save is saved state. Yeah,
from the save state, not from the game. So you can, yeah. It's just such an easy way to play these days.
Yeah,
if you want to get back into old,
so much easier.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've been on that for a little while. So, ladies and gents, if you have an old Game Boy Color,
do you know what I saw? Actually, talking about Pokemon cards, I saw something. I thought you might really enjoy it. So you can get, and you might have seen this before, these covers for your bank card, like the little stick-on covers. And I saw one pop up as a little advert, and it had Charizard.
What, on a bank card?
On a bank card. So it's like a little skin for it. It's got a little cutout for the chip.
Oh, yeah, because that's magnetic, so it needs to be not covered over. Yeah.
But the rest of it can all be covered up. Yeah. So you can pay for stuff with a Charizard card.
I might have to get that.
What would be really cool is if you could get the backside of the card,
yeah,
as well. But I don't know. I didn't really look into it.
How cool is that? There's loads of stuff these days.
Oh yeah, those card covers have been around. Those card skins have been around for a little while now.
Oh, yeah, I'm just out of the loop now.
but when I saw that fairly recently, and I thought, oh, I know somebody who'd like that.
Yeah, Charizard bank card. Yes. Yeah. See, I love the old. Like, I'm looking at my phone. I've got a normal. It's the one that came with it. It's basically see-through. I've still got the sticker of the phone model on the back of the phone that you can see through this rubbishy little cover that it's got. And I see all these nice sort of Pokemon phone cases or Star Wars, Lord of the Rings phone cases. And I think that's beautiful, that is. But a phone case is there because you're going to drop your phone.
Yeah.
So why would I want to drop something I'm going to spend 30 quid plus on?
Mm.
I might as well have the freebie. And just if I'm going to drop it, I'll go, that's all right, I've got that for free. Like, I would buy the Lord of the Rings or the Pokemon phone case, and it would just sit on the shelf, and I'd go, nah, I can't bring myself to put it on, because I am a Butterfingers, as you well know.
I tell you what you might enjoy. So my phone case is, the case itself covers the phone nicely.
Oh, okay.
But the backing on it is actually a skin dedicated to the case.
Oh, right.
And if I wanted to remove that skin, I can do that and replace it with a different one, but the case is the same.
Right.
So when I first bought it, it was a sort of package deal.
Yeah.
Case and skin go together. And then if I wanted to change it to something else. You can have like carbon fiber, you can have marble, you can have just plain black, you can have whatever color, whatever you want, really.
Mm.
I've got the sort of the inner workings of my phone.
Is the sticker.
Is the sticker, so it almost looks see-through. I mean, it doesn't.
Mm.
But it looks, I quite like it.
But from here, it does look like it hasn't even got a pack on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, look, there's just the gubbins of my phone. Yeah.
At a first glance, oh, no, what's happened to your phone? No, don't worry about it. It's just a sticker.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so trailing back, that was my idea for extra podcasty stuff during the week, you know, or the weekend. But yeah, I do like thinking further ahead for this thing.
Because I really enjoy it. I know you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. It's just something that breaks away from everything else that's going on in life.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, and it's not a job. So like, it's always like, oh, I need to do... Yeah, you say, we need to do podcasts this week. And you go, well, I need to go around Jamie's on Sunday or whatever. But I don't say need as in, oh, I need to do it. We need to do it because I want to get it recorded.
Yeah, I want to do it. Yeah, I don't want to fall behind on it.
And I want to get some ideas for the little things we're going to start posting and all the little extra little gubbins. We need to talk about it and have some ideas. You know, voice notes only go so far.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
When we're working.
Yeah,
it's nice to sit together and actually do it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we're now coming up with the hardest thing for us is the social media aspect. It's the engagement. It's getting people to see that we do it.
Yes.
Not just get people that message. You know, that's always going to be harder. I think you could have 1,000 people listening and the chances are that only 2 or 3 might send you a message.
Yeah.
It's just law of averages. Most people listening just go,
great, done.
Yeah, happy with that. Don't need to send a message, nothing to say, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But actually getting it out there so people can hear it is the hardest thing. So we're now trying to come up with a strategy, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
A little business speak strategy. We're having some blue sky thinking. Every now and then we touch base and we'll circle back.
And... Great finance pro talk.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, we'll cross the T's and...
dot the I's.
Dot the lowercase J's.
Yeah.
So we are sort of looking at expanding that. At the moment, we only put out a post.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a new episode, but we want to try and get some other stuff out there.
Yeah, just to keep people engaged, and even if it just randomly pops up on your little scrolling sessions on the toilet or whatever, you can go, oh yeah, those guys this week. The post might be unrelated to the actual.
Yeah.
You know. Theme of the podcast, but you'll go, oh yeah, well, Quark One Didn't Die. That was out yesterday.
Yeah.
Great
need to,
stuff.
Need to download that. I'll download that.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, you guys start seeing a few more bits pop up.
But we are busy working in the background.
Yeah. Both got full-time jobs as well, so.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that, people.
Full-time jobs and plenty of other things to get on.
Lots of things to do, but. But yeah, no, it's still really enjoyable, yeah. And it's funny how we've talked about the podcast because I haven't actually done much this week apart from wait to come around here and do this. That's been my week. Just been like, oh, it's really busy this week. Can't wait to go and do podcast on Sunday.
Oh, well, you've got homework now.
Yeah,
with the new episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of our new social media expansion plan.
The new remit.
Yeah. I've given you a job.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So hopefully you'll see more of that from us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
it'll go steady to start with. We'll work it out and we'll pick up speed as we go.
Yeah. It's a shame. I don't know if there is. It'd be good if there was a, like with the actual podcast itself, if I could schedule release for promo stuff.
You can.
You can.
I'll teach you.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're welcome. You teach me that, and then I won't
Chef's kiss.
I won't be getting up at 6 for work, and then by 9 o'clock, I'm going, I've just got to sneak off to actually upload this.
There is a limit of what you can schedule, but you can.
Even if it's just one or two things.
Yeah, you can't schedule a share, but you can schedule a...
upload.
A post, yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right, though, isn't it? Because the shares come from the upload anyway. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. Because I did quite like the And the issue is, I get so used to doing the Instagram really stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the effects are quick, and they just affect the video in a click.
Yeah.
And the music you can add in is made for reels,
yeah,
or little quick stories. So when you add a bit of music, you go, well, that's the best bit of that already. I don't need to edit that. I can just pop that in there, and it fits just right with what I want.
Yeah, that's it.
And the text thing's so quick and easy. You know, not there are other, you know, editing software out there. But this is the thing, we need to expand away from that, people.
Yeah.
So I can do it sort of at home with ease, and then we can start to see a bit of a change in the social media aspect of the podcast and selected members who wish to share it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, word will spread.
Yeah. And we hope you do get in touch and share that stuff and
feedback
to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. And I mean, because I was thinking as well, because not that anybody wants to listen to it, but we could, if you want to know how many people are listening, we have a few listeners across the globe, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
You know, and if you want to know where people are listening from, downloading from, you know, ask us, and we might even do a little tiny bonus where we just go through where we've had some downloads or something, you know, not to tease you about it, but it can happen if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know if you want to hear us talk about something or expand on something or whatever, then yeah.
Because there's ins and outs. We don't mind sharing the ins and outs. I don't know if other podcasts do or not.
But yeah, I think mostly it's a secret.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're happy to tell people where, you know, if we're getting some listeners from wherever, you know, I'm quite chuffed about it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, we're proud of this little thing we've got going on. Yeah. So, right, well, with that being said, probably a good place to wrap up.
Sounds good to me.
So, look after yourselves.
Be good.
Stay out of the sand. Thank you.